The clinic space is on the third floor of the Children's Law Center, and the students and I represent clients together. So the students receive intensive training in child and family law and in trial skills and the basics of what they need to know to represent clients. And then it's sort of a combination of theory and practice where they are meeting with clients, interviewing clients, developing case strategy, theory and theme for their case, doing all the legal research that needs to be done, and then they're actually representing clients in court. What's nice about being housed in a community-based organization is that the attorneys, Kim Brooks Tandy, who's the director of the Children's Law Center, and then the attorneys who work there are specialists in child law and juvenile law. So we have access to all of those kind of human resources and all of their research resources as well.
Now, the law students get credit for doing this, academic credit?
They do. All law students are eligible to participate in a few, anyway, non-core courses. And skills courses and clinics are some of the courses that are really coveted because clinics are the place where students transition from being law students into being lawyers. So they want the hands-on practice with clients, especially students who haven't had job experience, because it's for some of them the first opportunity to kind of develop and practice professionalism skills, to think about, you know, that they're learning both some of the office management and kind of basic work skills, but also the much higher level interaction with clients and then practice skills.
I understand what the NKU law students get out of this is very important practical training and experience, but what about the kids? What do they get out of this?
The clients.
The clients, yes.
What they get out of it is representation by students who have just been trained in professional responsibility and in the law of representing juveniles. They get enthusiasm and energy and a new perspective. And I think the other thing is law students have time to devote to the cases, more so sometimes than a practicing attorney would have. And because they work in pairs or we work in teams in the clinic, there's a lot of back and forth that goes on. So they bring kind of a new critical perspective.
What kinds of cases involving youngsters end up in this clinic? Or I should say, are handled by this clinic?
Right now, we are primarily representing juvenile status offenders. They're young people who have committed offenses that would not be considered offenses if they were committed by adults. So it's things like being beyond the control of their parents or school, truancy, minor in possession of alcohol, those kinds of cases.
Five NKU law students are involved during this first semester of the new Children's Law Center Clinic in Covington. The normal participation rate will be 8 law students per semester. I'm Steve Hirschberg.